Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, Mark Striegel here, checking in with you, saying goodbye. This will be the final episode of Talking Metal. Probably ever, but at least for a year. Who knows? Maybe I'll get the urge to do it again in a year. There is only so many years in a lifetime, you know, and it's been great. I've spent a lot of years at this, going on 17 years. Wow. Big chunk of my life. I will always value every single episode of this that we've put up. Close to 1,000. We didn't get to 1,000. You know, I originally thought I was going to end it on episode 666. That didn't happen. Then I kind of thought, well, 666 upside down is 999. Maybe I'll end it there. But I've gotten a part-time job. I work a full-time job. And it's just, I got a family. I want to play guitar. There's only so many hours in the day. It's been great fun. And that's it. That's all she wrote. I'm not good at goodbyes. I'm the guy who at the party always sneaks out without saying goodbye to anybody because I'm just not good at goodbyes. I am horrible at them. So I hope if you listen to this show at some point between now and 2005 that you've gotten some enjoyment out of it. I sure have. There's been weeks at times where maybe I didn't want to do it, but I forced myself to do it. Other weeks where I just couldn't wait to turn on that microphone and talk to you guys and girls. And I'd like to thank a lot of people, John Astronomy, for starting this podcast with me. I wish he were here ending it with me, but he's busy. I'm busy. Everybody's busy. I'd like to thank my wife, Emily. She really added some life into this podcast, in my opinion, especially, you know, like 2016 through 2020, 2019. She was really, I felt like a big part of those years of the show. And I know a lot of people out there really loved her interviews. I know I did. Here comes my son, about to come home from school. So you might hear the door open and the dogs start barking, but that's the way we roll it. I'm not doing any edits on this. But yeah, man, it's been a great ride. We did a TV show. We got to host called Talking Metal on Fuse. We got to host the Headbangers Ball on MTV2. Got backstage at so many cool concerts. Got to meet so many big rock stars from Ozzy Osbourne to Paul Stanley. I mean, just amazing heroes of mine. And I'm listening right now in the background. Maybe you can hear that. That's Ozzy's Boneyard. I think that's Tommy London talking. You got dog barking. You got Sirius XM on in the back. And that's where I'm going, guys. I'm going to be on Sirius XM on Ozzy's Boneyard and Hair Nation. You can join me there. Sorry. Yeah, Tommy London, he does these little trivia breaks. So please join me there, guys. And if you have Sirius on your phone, what you can do, and it would mean the world to me, is favorite me. So when you see my little name there and you're listening to me on Ozzy's Boneyard or Hair Nation, hit my name and then hit the little star and favorite me, because you know that helps. That shows them that I got some listeners. So I'm part-time there, still doing my TV work full-time. And although this is the end of the Talking Metal podcast, I never say never. Who knows? Maybe it could come back at some point. But I'm thinking this is the last episode of Talking Metal. I would like to think we could bring it back as a TV show. Listen, one of the biggest, highest profile things we did during this run was a couple years into the podcast, 2007 through 2000, towards the end of 2008, we did a Talking Metal TV show, which they continued to air like for another 2 years after that. And I thought the format was good. That metal show is gone now, a show that I actually ended up being one of the producers on the final season of that metal show with Eddie Trunk and Don Jameson and Jim Florentine. But that's gone. I would like to shop Talking Metal and get it back on TV. The chances of that happening are slim to none. But right before COVID hit, John and I shot a new sizzle reel, new demo reel for that, so that my brother Mike Striegel edited, which turned out great. So maybe I'll pull that out. It's not that old at this point, less than 2 years. Dust that off and shop that. And I think that would be a great way to bring Talking Metal back full circle, if you will. Listen, I know it's tough. TV is tough. Video is tough. But with the streaming services, who knows, man? Who really knows? But I just want to say thanks to the patrons, to Victor Ruiz. How about that guy? I mean, he was a big part of this too, man. I mean, he, especially on the Patreon page, really helped me out. We did some great chats. I think that's the most freest I've ever been. Got me in trouble a couple times. The Patreon podcast with Victor Ruiz, how much fun. Big thanks to Joey Haney, who was doing the Talking Rock show with me. I hope you guys continue to support both Victor and Joey. Seek out their shows and listen to them. Victor has a Patreon page. If you supported me on Patreon and you want to find somewhere else to place your monthly support that you were giving me, I recommend Victor's Patreon page. A lot of great shows out there. I'm going to be on the Rob Dukes podcast. He's a friend of mine from way back. I highly recommend everyone subscribe to his show. I had so much fun on that Decibel Geek show recently, too. What a good show Chris and Aaron do. Maybe subscribe to them if you're looking for another show. Decibel Geek. And like I said, I'm bad at goodbyes. Really bad. So, let me just say this. The people across the world who aren't in the United States or Canada who don't have Sirius XM, I'm sorry. I'm going to miss you guys because I know you're not going to hear me anymore. So it breaks my heart. I love all you listeners throughout the world. I really do. You've been amazing. I know I'm stammering here. And just thanks. Thanks for a great experience. It'll never be forgotten. Wear your Talking Metal t-shirts proud. Let's bring this back as a TV show. Get John Astronomy back. Do those Talking Metal jams. Let's bring Talking Metal back. I can't say it's going away forever, but I'm done podcasting for a while, guys. No more podcasts. No Talking Rock. No talking with Mark Striegel. No Talking Metal for now. It's been awesome. You know, let's play a song. Why not? Right? We're going out. I know I'm not supposed to play music on the podcast, but why not? Just this last time. One of my favorite songs of all time to take us out by the mighty Metallica. Take care, guys. See ya on Sirius XM, Ozzy's Boneyard, and Hair Nation.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.